to love or not to love? That is the question. You know, the truth is, most of us would say we love well.
It comes natural.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what the world would say. It's right. Like, you know, it's supposed to be easy.
Right.
But the truth is,
it's not.
It's not always.
Right.
And when we dig into God's word, we find out that maybe we have more growth opportunities than we realize when it comes to love.
Oh, for sure.
You know, 1 Corinthians 13:5 says that love is not irritable or resentful. Love is not irritable or resentful.
Now you're stepping on my toes. Just put my face on the screen. That's me.
Irritable and resentful. Yeah. Not you now.
Yeah, that's true.
Not you now.
Right.
But it was you before.
Mark 1.0. I was the poster child for irritability and resentfulness.
Yeah. You it was a struggle for you, yeah, for sure. But not Mark 2.0.
And that was because of my unrealistic expectations. I was always disappointed, and that disappointment made me irritable and resentful. Now, I blamed you.
Yeah.
I thought it was all you're doing, but it wasn't. It was me being fueled by that disappointment.
And never once did you connect that.
No.
To not being loving.
No, I didn't. I wasn't loving you. I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't loving God.
But that's what happens when rationalizing becomes more important than God's truth.
I mean,
when our heart gets all tangled up with unforgiveness, blame, and anger, we are irritable.
Yeah. And when we hoard our hurts, allowing them to accumulate, to stack up,
yes,
it grows bitterness and resentfulness. And it creates a mess that is not loving.
Yeah. And so, you know, some versions of 1 Corinthians 13 actually use the wording, love keeps no record of wrongs. And I think that really illustrates well what we're kind of getting at. Because when we keep a record of wrongs, we become irritable and resentful.
And that was totally me. What led up to the affair, I literally kept a written list of what was wrong with you and I. It was terrible. And when you do this, when you keep those records, even if it's kept in your head, it's not loving.
No. So in order to live out 1 Corinthians 13:5, we have to understand the importance of tending to what's going on inside our head,
yeah,
and our heart. We have to learn how to keep short accounts with God and with others, and we have to work through forgiveness as soon as we realize we're tangled up on the inside.
You know, Jill, you and I say that forgiveness is the most underused God tool in the toolbox. We think of forgiveness only for the big hurts.
But honestly, if you're married, you probably need to be forgiving 2 dozen times a day.
Right.
Because or more.
Of the little human issues that happen between one another.
The mistakes that are made, the imperfections that are bumped up against you, and quite frankly, even the differences.
Right.
And so we've got to work through that in our head and our heart with God.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, you know, forgiveness. Another God tool that is very closely connected to forgiveness is grace.
Right.
And grace is a first cousin to forgiveness. So what we want to do is we want to use grace if we're irritated, and we want to use forgiveness if we're hurt. And when we understand this, this is about getting our heart untangled so that it is not resentful and bitter. Because our verse here says that love isn't resentful and irritable.
Right.
Right? And so the only way that we're not resentful and irritable is to work things out that are happening on the inside of us. And so we work through forgiveness with God. We work through giving grace with God. And all of this is happening between us and God.
And what's crazy is it's not even happened with each other yet.
No.
And it may not have to happen with each other because you've dealt with those things inside of you with God.
Right. Because yeah, once we've worked through it, it helps us to determine if there's even a need to address it. So once we've worked through it on the inside, then we can determine is there a need to address it on the outside.
Now, sometimes there is a need.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, you hurt me. You know, I asked you to do this and you didn't do this. And that really caused, that hurt my heart. Or I would say, we really shouldn't use word you when you have a conversation like that. So I felt hurt. I felt disappointed. I felt like you broke my trust. I felt like my trust was broken when this happened. That might be a conversation I need to have. But if I have it after I've forgiven or given grace, it'll be a much better conversation.
Right.
Because love is not irritable or resentful. And if you're irritable and resentful, let's call a spade a spade. You're not loving well. Untangle your heart and love well.